Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. This is 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld. Are you familiar with Robbins? Robbins is a village southwest of Chicago in Cook County. Population somewhere between 5 and 6,000 people. Dwayne Wade, Mr. T, actress Kiki Palmer are all from Robbins. And Robbins, Illinois is the sixth oldest African-American incorporated community in the United States. There's somebody that wants that history told, wants everybody involved in it, and that's our next guest, Tyrone Haymore, who is the co-founder and executive director of the Robbins History Museum. How are you today, Tyrone?
I'm fine, thank you.
So fill people in on Robbins. I give them just a little taste, but it's an area with so much history.
Yes, you're very accurate and in the information you gave. But one of the things that we're really famous for is our historic all-black airport, which was the first in the United States. That was we had the Robbins Airport in 1931.
And when you say all-black airport, does that mean the passengers were all black, the pilots were all black, or it was built and designed by African-Americans? Exactly what does that mean?
Well, a little of both, but mainly it was the black pilots that they had an incredible history with getting started because of racism in the aviation. They had they suffered quite a bit, but they managed to do it, and they brought their airplane and hangar to, they built the hangar in Robbins. Although it was just in Robbins for 3 years, they moved it to 87th and Harlem Avenue, where they stayed until about 1960.
That's amazing. This is Tyrone Haymore, somebody you should know in our town as we celebrate Black History Month. He is a co-founder and executive director of the Robbins History Museum. There is so much history in Robbins, and you want to capture that, and you want to put this into a museum, and there's something very unique about the building that you want to buy and turn into a museum. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we are currently in a former grocery store that used to belong to my godparents, and they let us use it for a museum. But now we've been donated the S.B. Fuller Mansion in Robbins, has been also donated to us, and it is five times larger than our current museum. So naturally, we didn't turn down that offer.
Right, but it needs some work,
but
right?
We need about $300,000 total to get it to renovate it and get it back up to the way it used to be when the Fullers lived there.
What I like about this story is that we live in our own hometowns and often don't even know anything about the town we live in, let alone the towns we drive by on I-57 or 94 or wherever. It's just, it's great to hear stories of towns about which we might have one impression or another and find out we're completely wrong about the history of it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of misinformation about it. And it's just tons of information. And we're still making history.
And Tyrone, you were born and raised in Robbins?
No, I was actually born in Chicago at 4415 South Wabash, which turns out to be the heart of Bronzeville. And yet, my mother told me that the apartment she lived in on Wabash was actually in the just a alley divided her from the home that Joe Louis lived in that was facing on Michigan Avenue.
There are so many things we don't know about this city.
Yeah, and I would like to introduce also Annie Turnbull Malone. Have you ever heard of her?
I have not.
Have you heard of Madam C.J. Walker?
Yes.
Okay, well, Annie Turnbull Malone was the real Madam C.J. Walker.
Hmm.
He actually had that wrong. The first richest black woman in America was Annie Turnbull Malone, who was the woman who made Madam Walker. She was far richer than Madam Walker, and we're trying to get that story together, too, because she's buried here, too, at Burr Oak Cemetery, And we've been working on that for quite a while with the people in St. Louis, the museum there. But Annie Malone had a big impact all over the United States, including Robbins.
Robbins, Illinois is identified as the most historic black town in America. And on the phone with us is Tyrone Haymore. He is the co-founder and executive director of the Robbins History Museum. You've named a lot of things that have happened in Robbins, and I know we're just scratching the surface of that. But tell people how they can help develop this museum, how they can help preserve this history.
They can donate.
That's usually what it takes.
We need money bad. We did get an $80,000 grant recently from the National Trust of the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund, but we had asked for $300,000 is what we actually need. We got $80,000. They did tell us that we could apply for another one, and which we are doing. And so we're still short about $200,000.
So, Tyrone, how does knowing about Robbins then help Robbins now? You know what I mean? I mean, how does that make the town today better and stronger?
Well, because it's so rich, and Mr. Fuller, if we can back up to him again, the water system in Robbins was one of the things that Robbins benefit. Now, we get water directly from the city of Chicago, but that was really made possible by Mr. S.B. Fuller. His attorneys and his money assisted the Robbins officials in getting a grant from the government to put the water lines in, and that big water tower you see in Chicago, that's iconic now, is right on the corner from Mr. Fuller's home. So getting people like that, and the other thing is we have a number of movie stars, athletes, globetrotters, and we have not been able to locate them and get them involved with helping Robbins. I'm a little disappointed about that. And but they all have great stories from here. But, you know, I kind of fault myself because I was not raised as a beggar. I was raised to work for whatever I had, and not borrow, not beg or take anything. I even sent my own self to college. I had two people waiting to help me in college, but I refused because I was afraid of failing, and then they would have spent their money for nothing. So I said, no, I'm going to do like I was taught. I'm going to work and earn my own money and send my own self to college, and that's what I did.
It seems so that when you're developing a museum and you have a building like that, it does take a lot of people and a lot of help. So I hope you assemble a team that can reach out to some of these people, because I would think, to answer your question, Steve, that if Robbins was officially designated as the most historic black town in America, that would drive tourism. People would come to your museum. So if you want to help Tyrone Haymore see this museum through completion, it's robbinshistorymuseum.org. And so it is Black History Month, Tyrone. Who inspires you the most?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. I'm not sure. Robbins really does. I really love this town. Like I say, I was born in Chicago, but I was raised in Robbins from the age of two. So I was 2 years old. I have no recollection of living in Chicago. But Robbins is where I've been all my life. And to me, we had a beautiful life and still have a beautiful life here. It was just incredible. One of the days I'll get a chance to tell that whole story.
We can't wait to hear more of it, and we can't wait to see what you create as far as the museum goes. Tyrone Haymore, Black History Month is what we're celebrating, and he is the co-founder and executive director of the Robbins History Museum.